Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad Salvatore Buscemi's here. And right, we got Sal. Sal, are you there?
I am here. How are you today?
Hey there, Salvatore Buscemi, ladies and gentlemen, Managing Director of Dandrew Partners, LLC in New York City. It's a real estate solutions provider in the mortgage market. He's the author of Making the Yield, Real Estate Hard Money Lending Uncovered. He's our new friend. Sal, welcome to the show. Can I call you Sal?
Yeah, you can call me Sal, Jim. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. Sal, one of the things you don't know, but my audience knows, is I'm prone to divide the planet Earth into two groups. Wall Street and Main Street.
Okay.
And when I think of the marketplace especially, I think of Wall Street and I think of Main Street. And increasingly, the rules that the two of them play by are becoming more and more diverged, more and more separate. I'm a Main Street guy. I like Main Street. I like what happens on Main Street. I'm increasingly skeptical, wary of, and even a little bit disparaging of Wall Street. Now, that's kind of where I come down on things. What do you think, Sal?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think as far as the general public is concerned, I would be too. When you look at these things, you look at a lot of the decisions that have been made over the past, a lot of them have affected Main Street adversely. And I also think that Wall Street's done a lot of things to enrich themselves over the past few years, since 2008, that really has left most of Main Street in the dust financially.
Well,
not
only have they left us behind, we don't get to play in their backyard. In the old days, Wall Street came to Main Street to make their money and then took it back to Wall Street. And we didn't begrudge them of that because they let us play, right? Now they make their money without ever leaving Wall Street. And the problem I've got with Wall Street is as they run up like they are, they wind up benefiting the most. And when it crashes, those of us out here on Main Street who benefited the least are hurt the most.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I'll tell you, I don't mean to interrupt, but it's getting even worse today too, because it's not just Wall Street. It's also the Fed, right? I mean, the Fed has done a wonderful job of robbing pensioners of savings, right? Yep. Because when you're saving money, you're saving labor, right? So these people have been saving for years. A lot of people just don't have anything right now to really show for it, not so much in a savings standpoint, but they're almost facing destitution because interest rates have been so low. They'll continue to stay low. In this money manager's eyes, I don't see rates increasing in your lifetime, Jim.
I think you're right. I was one of the few people in 2015, in my predictions for 2015, I was one of the few people who predicted the Fed would not raise rates this year.
They're not.
I still stand by that.
Yeah, I stand by that too. There's no catalyst for rates to increase today. And that's the problem. And I think that's why you're going to see more of a divergence between Wall Street and Main Street. And it's because of Wall Street. Now, to be fair, Main Street has also benefited a lot off of the IPOs in 1999 to 2001.
Well, there are plenty of people in 401ks that are doing great now because of what's happened to the stock market. But what I worry about, Sal, is I worry that it's a bubble, that the Dow and the Nasdaq are in a bubble. The equities are in a bubble situation right now. Because I'm having a hard time seeing the fundamentals that are holding them up. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're absolutely right. Because to the person on Main Street, yes, they don't feel as jubilant as they used to back in 2001 or 2008. The reason why is because most of their friends are underemployed or unemployed. But meanwhile, the Dow's floating around major highs, which fundamentally don't make sense.
What's
really
wrong with that picture?
What's driving that up? It's a catastrophe waiting to happen. Yeah. Somebody challenged me the other day on another conversation that I had, and they said, "Well, how do you know it's a bubble?" And I just gave him the old quote. I think it was Clarence Thomas said, "I don't know, a bubble, but
I know it when I see it."
Yeah, I know when I see it, and this is it right now. And I think
there's one other thing to think about. In anyone's lifetime, when has it been where 2 year-over-year quarters in a row, first quarter of 14, first quarter of 15, the Dow and or the NASDAQ reached record levels and the economy was negative the first year and almost negative the second year? In what bizarro world is that right? And so now we come back to the we're going to make a transition here, folks. We're going to get off of Wall Street because where I am on this thing, Sal, is, as I said, I'm a Main Street guy, and what I know I can do on Main Street, I can invest in real estate. And I tell my audience, if you own a business and you can possibly own the real estate your business is in, you absolutely should do it whenever possible. What do you think?
I agree 100%. Anytime there's a risk of inflation, you always want to be in hard assets. But also, that you're getting a lot more tax efficiency, tax advantage. But you should have that. You really should have that, and I agree with it. And there's certain rules that you need to follow, though. I don't think people should go out there blindly buying any piece of real estate. I think it, you know, really gets down to, you know, what kind of value you're getting, making sure you're buying it right at the time you purchase it and acquire it. You know, you're making money at the buy.
But I agree with that if you're just investing. But, Sal, if it's your business, if it's a good location, it's your business, and you know, you can almost look like at it the way you look at your house, meaning not quite as an investment. But the point is, how many times, Sal, have I seen this, and maybe you too, where mom and pop founded a business 40 years ago, and 40 years later, the business is not worth much, but the real estate that they paid $100,000 for over time is now worth $4 million.
It happens a lot. Actually, my father-in-law kicks himself to this day that he did not buy the business that his dental practice has been 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's where all the value is today in most businesses is in the real estate. Think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a lot of companies that have been bought strictly for the real estate.
I've seen many cases where they sold the real estate and they threw the business in, literally threw the business in of the deal.
For free.
Hold on to that thought, Sal. Sal Buscemi, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. He's the managing director of Dandrew Partners, LLC, the author of Making the Yield. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.